from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. It's Friday, the 19th of June, and we're live from Salmons Park at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. It is a beautiful day out here. Come on down and see us and bring your questions and answers. But if you can't make it here, we're also streaming live video via Periscope for the first time ever. And you can find a link to the stream on the KERA TX Twitter feed and Facebook page. I've also tweeted out a link to our Periscope stream on my Twitter feed, at Jeff Whittington. Of course, our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org, where we've got these questions to start off today. This is from Karen and Hurst, who says, next to the northbound lanes of US 75 at the Bethany Drive exit, I think that's up in the Allen area, there are four large poles waiting to be installed. She says they have some wheel-like things on top. Does anybody know what these are? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We also have a mic set up down here at the Salmons Park location, broadcast location today here at the AT&T Performing Arts Center, and we will get to your questions here as well this hour. Jackie emailed us at anything at kera.org. And Jackie writes, another road trip is in the works. I've done this drive several times. I take the usual route through Denton, Wichita Falls, and Amarillo to Taos. And through Tucumcari and then north to Taos. I'm looking for something different over a two-day drive. Are there any other must-sees that I need to visit besides Palo Duro Canyon, the Cadillac Ranch, the 72-ounce steak at the Big Texan? A good stopping point. I'm looking definitely for off-the-beaten-path types of things. If you have suggestions for Jackie, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And let's see, we also got a question from Patricia in Grapevine. Is there a place I can take my attic insulation to have it tested to see what the composition of it is? Patricia says, I need to determine if what we have is okay for humans to breathe or if it's potentially hazardous material. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, or step up to the mic out here at the AT&T Performing Arts Center and ask your question, give us your answer. Tell us your name, sir.
My name is Juan. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas.
And what's your question for us?
So my question is what does it take to move the studio all the way out here to Salmons Park out here in Dallas? Because I know last time you were out here was around Christmas of last year.
Yeah, it was actually 6 months to the day. It was December 19th. We were here. It was really cold that day. We've got a great team here. Stephen Becker, our producer. We've got Daryl Hinke and Lyle Hathaway from our engineering department. And really, thanks to the miracle of the internet, we are connected back to the station with the microphone that you're talking on, the mic I'm on. I've got the phone screening software here. So these days it's a lot easier than it used to be. But it takes a great team.
All right. Well,
short answer.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for coming out. You can step up to the mic here at Salmons Park at the AT&T Performing Arts Center, or you can give us a call, 800-933-5372. Let's go to the phones and take a call from Steve in Fort Worth. Hello, Steve.
Good morning.
Hey there.
I was wondering if anybody knows of any groups that practice parkour, P-A-R-K-O-U-R, which is a natural fitness method in the Fort Worth area. I found one in Dallas, and I've looked on Meetup, and I don't see any there. And I just wondered if anybody knew of any group around the Fort Worth area or the mid-city.
Great. Well, Steve, you've asked. We'll see if we can find some leads on a parkour group in Fort Worth. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. I've also tweeted out the link to our live, first time ever, Periscope feed. We are streaming video of the show today via Periscope. While we're here live at the AT&T Performing Arts Center in Salmons Park, did get a tweet from Steve who says, I believe those poles along US 75 and Allen or Bethany are light poles that are being installed. So there is an answer on that. And we also had an answer from Chris in Minneapolis to a question from last week. Chris says, this is about the river stage question from last week. River levels at any point of interest, Chris says, are given relative to a reference point or datum. This datum can sometimes be sea level or lesser distance below the riverbed. Reports such as, quote, the Trinity River at Dallas is 35 feet, means that the level of the river there is 35 feet above the reference datum. Each point of interest on the river has its own datum, so relative river levels could vary widely along a river. However, it is possible to translate datums. Is it datums? I guess it would be datums, the plural of datum. It could also just be data, right? To translate data and therefore river levels to sea level, giving you a profile of the river surface. So, Chris, thanks for that answer. This is kind of cool. I can look right to my left here. You can see it happening on the Periscope feed, and I can actually ask Stephen Becker what he thinks right here at the desk. Typically, we have a double glass wall between us, and he's in the control room. I'm in the studio. But, hey, it's nice to see you, Stephen.
Good to see you.
Back to the mic here at Salmon's Park. Sir, tell us your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Sean. Jeff, love the show.
Thanks.
I just wanted to know if anybody had any suggestions on, like, the best place to develop film. I know BWC does it locally, and I know some Walgreens have stopped developing films. So if any listeners had any suggestions where to go locally.
What are you shooting? What primarily are you shooting?
35 millimeter, and I do color. I do black and white. There's a guy in Denton that does the black and white developments for me, but for colors, what I'm looking for, 35 millimeter.
Okay, well, see if we get an answer for you. Stay with us here at Salmon's Park at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. And if you can't make it down, we understand, but check out our live video feed via Periscope. You can find the link on my Twitter feed, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, or on the KERATX Facebook page. Let's go back to the phones, 800-933-5372. And let's talk to Pam in Decatur. Hello, Pam.
Hi.
Hey there.
I was recently on a trip in London, and while I was there, I saw a black and white Crown Victoria car that had Texas Department of Public Safety on the side of it. And it had the lights on the top, just like anything we would have seen here in Texas. And I was curious to know if we have some kind of a trooper exchange program with London or anything.
So it was actually a state trooper patrol vehicle, a Crown Vic with the lights and all painted, and it was in London.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll see if somebody knows what's going on with that.
And I couldn't get up with it to ask a question. It was inside.
Well, Pam, thanks for calling. We'll see if somebody knows.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Angela did. Angela says, in the Amarillo area, there are several off-the-beaten-path things to do on your way to Taos. This is for Jackie, who emailed her question. Several off-the-beaten-path things to do, including the Panhandle Plains Historical Museum, and Angela also recommends the Snowball Stop. That sounds like, on a day like today, would be a place that I like to go. 800-933-5372, email anything at kera.org. Susan in Richardson emailed us and says, my spouse's tomato crop has to be picked early due to aggressive squirrels. The results are a fruit fly invasion inside our home. I know this topic comes up occasionally here, but don't recall the solutions that work. We could call this show Squirrels and Fruit Flies, right? I mean, because whether it's squirrels stealing your tomatoes, your figs, your fruit, or the stuffing out of your lawn chair cushions, I think we've solved those issues before. By the way, if your stuffing's getting stolen, the best solution we heard on the show was to just go buy one of those bags of lawn chair cushion stuffing and put it in a flower pot next to the chair and let them have the stuffing that you've procured specifically for the squirrel so they'll leave your cushions alone. But the fruit fly, the most recent answer we got, Susan, on the fruit fly issue was banana peel in a Ziploc bag with holes poked in it. So you eat a banana, put the peel on a Ziploc bag, poke some holes in it, and leave it on the counter, and the fruit flies get in there, and then they can't find their way out. But we'll take, of course, as always, your answers. 800-933-5372. email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Got an email from Scott wondering where to rent a metal detector in Dallas, in the Knox Henderson area, perhaps. Scott says, I need to locate the metal surveyor spikes at the corners of my property. These boundaries are now covered over with soil and grass. Does anybody know where to rent a metal detector? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Fred in Mesquite. Hello, Fred.
Hello. I was calling to see if anyone out there knew. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead. Yeah.
Okay. I was calling to see if anyone knew of a low-cost summer program for children with autism, like a day camp or some kind of organized activity to take the place of school. And I'm specifically talking about a 14-year-old boy.
And you're looking, at, obviously, in the Mesquite area or any place in Dallas?
Well, Mesquite preferably, but any place in Dallas.
Okay. All right, Fred, well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling. Up next, 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Stephen in Farmers Branch. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great.
Good. For the woman who's traveling to Taos, you can cut across central New Mexico and see the very large array there. It's quite impressive and a real nice change of terrain as she's traveling. And, you know, something not everybody sees, and it's definitely off the beaten path.
The Very Large Array in central New Mexico.
It's
this is a space telescope?
Configuration.
Yeah, it's an electromagnetic telescope, right?
Yeah. And I think it was in the movie with Jodie Foster. Can't remember the name of it. But anyway, it's a real thing that needs to see.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. We got an email on this route to Taos from Dallas from Marianne, who says, Amarillo to Dumas to Raton, and then through New Mexico, Cimarron to Taos. And Marianne says, Eagle Nest is a quaint village, and Cimarron Canyon State Park is excellent. Back to the phones on this. We got a couple of answers on this. Let's talk next to Dave calling from Hearst. Hello, Dave.
Hello. Calling with the help with the trip to through Amarillo area heading to Taos. If they don't mind staying a little bit, in the State Park of Paladura Canyon, they have an amphitheater that is gorgeous. And in that theater, they do, this time of year, they do the musical play Texas. And it's a lot of fun. They do the different songs through the time frame, and it talks about the history of Texas and the start of it. And they might have a good time with it. It's a beautiful place to see a kind of a Broadway show type of thing at. So that's a great idea there.
Great. Dave, thanks so much for calling.
No problem.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, but there's no waiting at our microphone here at Salmons Park at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. If you have a question or an answer and you're within the vicinity of the AT&T Performing Arts Center, come on down here on this beautiful day, step up to the mic, and we'd be happy to get your question live and in person, or your answer live and in person, right here at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. We'll be back with more of your questions, more of your answers, and more of this beautiful sunshine after this. It's anything you ever wanted to know. We're live today from the AT&T Performing Arts Center. We're out here in front of the Windspear Opera House in Salmons Park. It's a beautiful day, and we'd love for you to join us down here at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. But if you can't make it, we are streaming live video today on Periscope, And we had a little phone overheating problem and I had to restart the feed, so I've tweeted that out. If you go to KERATX, either the Twitter feed or the Facebook page, or you can go to my Twitter feed, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, there's a new link to the current, right now, live Periscope video feed. Of course, you can call us with your questions and answers as well, 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org. Tweet me your questions and answers as well. And before we go back to the phones and your questions, we have a special guest joining us, the executive director of the Dallas Arts District, Catherine Cuellar, is here. Hello, comrade.
Great to be back.
Sorry, I've turned your mic on now so we can hear you.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. So the Arts District Block Party is going on tonight, right?
Yes. It is always a great night to have a date night in the Arts District, and it's always a beautiful day to come down and ask questions on KERA. But this is our special once-a-year summer block party with free programming from 6 o'clock to midnight at the Dallas Museum of Art, the Nasher Sculpture Center, the Crow Collection of Asian Art, and in Clyde Warren Park in partnership with our friends at Dallas Solstice.
So what are a couple of the highlights, real quick, of the event tonight?
The gourmet food trucks will be lining the streets. We will have movie screenings and free concerts and activities for visitors of all ages. There's also free garage parking after 5 o'clock at One Arts Plaza. And there will be DJs from Dirty Laundry, literally dancing in the streets from Summer Dallas Solstice, celebrating the longest night of the year this weekend.
Catherine Cuellar, Executive Director of the Dallas Arts District. Comrade, thank you so much for it's great to hear your voice on KERA. Whenever we do hear your voice.
It's an absolute pleasure, and I hope to see all of you tonight for the free block party, which you should arrive to via the free McKinney Avenue trolley extension that now runs through the Arts District, or the free DART D-Link bus if you don't want to park.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
So you heard it right here. Dallas Arts District Block Party tonight. Of course, we're doing the show live from Salmons Park here at the AT&T Performing Arts Center today. If you're nearby, come on down and join us. You can ask your questions, give us your answers on that very microphone that we just heard Catherine Cuellar on, or you can call us, 800-933-5372. And that's where we find James in Arlington. Hello, James.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff? I had an answer about the poles that they were talking about with the wheels on the top.
Yeah.
What they are is they're really, really tall light poles. And the reason they have the wheels on the top is they basically hang a chandelier of light from it. And so when they pull it up on pulleys all the way up to the top, and then if they ever have a light go out, instead of having to climb up there with the ladder, they just drop the chandelier back down to ground level.
Makes sense to me. Hey, thanks, James.
You're welcome.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Bill in Wichita Falls. Hello, Bill.
Hi. I was wondering to give a suggestion about the Taos, our Texas to Taos route.
Yeah.
I just 2 weeks ago, I drove back from Taos, and we did not come back into Texas until we crossed the Red River just north of Wichita Falls. It is an incredible drive. Go up to the Panhandle. You can go up through Woodward or head up to Boise City in the Panhandle of Oklahoma, and then you'll take Highway 64 west to the Black Mesa up in the corner of Oklahoma, and then there's Highway New Mexico 72 goes through the mesas. It climbs up to over 8,000 feet, mesas with ponderosa pine on them, ranches just spreading as far as you can see, cattle, pronghorn, deer, turkey. It was a beautiful, beautiful drive all the way to Raton. Now, the downside is it's a little bit adventurous. It's 120-something miles, no gas, no stores, and 17 miles of it is dirt, but it was a good, solid dirt road. But just Raton, head back down, like another lady suggested, to Eagle's Nest, and mm-hmm. then Cimarron Valley in New Mexico, and then you go to either Red River North or go south to Las Vegas and come back around to Taos. But it was one of the most pleasant drives I've ever had. Wildflowers, big blue sky, pine tree-covered mesas, really wonderful up there in that northeastern corner of New Mexico.
Well, Bill, thanks so much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. A couple stacking up there. Let's see, this is from Selena, who says, I take a pre-workout supplement. I'd like to know where I can take some of the powder to get it tested for ingredients. I want to know if anything can be found in it that isn't on the label on the container, just out of curiosity. Got an email from Valerie, who says, I'm constantly puzzled and frankly irritated by traffic signals that are impossible to visualize the signal color until you are directly under the light. Why do they make them that way? Let's see. Lisha in Plano says, I've been looking to get a female ginkgo biloba tree for my yard. I haven't found any nurseries in my area that I can tell that would carry them. I'm wondering if there's anyone out there who might know of a nursery or arbor somewhere that I can get a female ginkgo biloba tree from. And then we got some answers on the photography. This is from David, who emailed us at anything@kera.org and says, Photographique in Dallas, according to David, is the best place in DFW for black and white photography. And they also do photo restoration. I guess they do processing. We got some tweets as well on this. Let's see. This is from Dave, who says, for 35mm development, BWC in Dallas or Wolf Camera in Plano. BWC is a pro lab. Let's see. We got an email from Jay, who says, Parkour in the Park alternates between Dallas and Fort Worth, and Fugitive Fitness teaches it in Dallas, and PK Out teaches it in Fort Worth. So there are a couple of leads on that. Let's see. Robert says, I used to live in Glasgow, Scotland, and I saw a New York Police Department police car on the streets there from time to time. I think this is in response to the Texas Department of Public Safety unit that was spotted on the streets of London. So, Robert, thanks for filling us in on that. And let's see. We got a couple of other folks waiting on hold here. Let's see. 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone is Marianne calling from Dallas. Hello, Marianne.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi. So I have a really fail-proof solution to the fruit flies after many years of trying all the suggestions, even the one you heard about the banana peel.
Right.
It's a two-part solution to killing them off completely. One is killing the ones that are flying around, and you just fill a cup with apple cider vinegar, and you put a drop of dishwashing soap to break the surface tension so that they don't fly off taking the cider. They get in there, and then they drown. But the thing is, apparently they lay their eggs very quickly. So an elderly lady told me about putting Clorox, a drop of Clorox, in your sink, in the drainage, and covering the drain overnight. So you're doing two things. You're killing off the potential eggs, and you're killing off the live ones. And a couple days of that, and I was amazed this time around. I knocked it out in like 2 days. They were all gone.
Very good. All right. So everybody jot that down, Marianne's two-part solution. Thanks, Marianne.
Thank you, Jeff. Bye-bye.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone is Jared in Dallas. Hello, Jared.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
It's going well.
So I've got a couple little answers for you. First of all, I think when Catherine, the art person there, said the longest night that y'all are celebrating tonight, I think she meant the shortest night. But anyway, for the summer solstice.
Right. She meant the longest day, I think, or the longest evening, the longest evening with light. Yes.
Right,
unfortunately,
right.
She is literally walking away from us right now, so we can't get her response to your to your rebuttal. But yes.
No worries. But for the squirrels and the tomatoes, I'm a gardener as well. You always want to make sure you have a fresh water supply for birds and squirrels. That's one of the main reasons they're stealing your tomatoes, is they're full of, you know, their water balloons that taste good. So you put that out there. You can also put out fake predators like a fake owl and rubber snakes. Or you can, you know, go to the more farmer attitude and get a little pellet gun and start hunting the squirrels. And then that Jodie Foster movie that was referenced is Contact.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone knows that. Great
That's
movie.
Right.
And then north of Taos, if the caller who's calling about Taos wants to go just a little past Taos, there's a phenomenal sustainable housing neighborhood up there. If you go to earthshipbiotexture.com, that's like architecture but biotexture. Earthship is in the planet and a ship, earthshipbiotexture.com.
Right.
They can they do tours and classes, and you can even rent one of their Earthships to stay in. These are like desert, off-grid, water recycling, really awesome houses. The guy who designed them is my architectural hero, Michael Smith. But anyway, that is what I've got.
All right. Hey, thanks, Jared.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. There's no waiting at the mic here at Salmons Park at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. You can step up, ask your question. I promise I'll remember to turn the microphone on before you start asking your question. Or you can give us an answer live right here, just like you're in the studio, although we've brought the studio out here today. If you can't be down here, you can find our Periscope feed. It's the first time we've ever streamed live video of the show, of any show, for KERA. And I tweeted that link out just a little while ago. We had a phone overheat on the first one, so if you're on the first one, go back to my Twitter feed, at Jeff Whittington, and you can find the link to the current live Twitter feed, Periscope feed of the show from Salmons Park. We got a tweet, actually, from Randy, who's wondering about any voice acting resources in Dallas, specifically coaches for bass voices. Anybody have any suggestions for Randy? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Lydon in West Palm Beach, Florida. Hello, Lydon.
Hello. Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
So I just wanted to ask, so the Texas State Fair, I've been here before, although I don't live in Texas. Mm-hmm. I wonder how long it took to set like the whole thing up, not just like Big Tech, but like all the other stands.
So we'll see if somebody has an idea of how long it takes. You mean to set up the fair before it opens?
All right.
Right? Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you, Lydon. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Anna in Coppell. Hello, Anna.
Hi, I have a response to the question regarding the squirrels eating the tomato plant.
Okay.
So I have the same problem, of course, and we actually use pepper spray. It's somewhat safe because it has the capsaicin from the pepper. You just have to be careful which one you get. You don't want to get the one with the ink in it. You also don't want to get the one that will, like, burst a cloud. You want it to be the one that sprays a straight stream so you can target your plants. It actually kept them away for a month or two before we had to respray.
And where do you spray it? Do you spray it on just all over the plants or on the
all
dirt
the
or on the tomatoes
over,
themselves?
Yeah.
So what?
No, all over the plants, just kind of in the general garden area. Obviously,
right.
You want to stand away from the wind, so make sure it's not going to blow
right
on your face. But.
And then when you – so there's no picking tomatoes and eating them in the garden when nobody's looking, right? Because they might have
no,
the
– you have to wash them afterwards. You do.
Wash them off. Okay.
Actually, I did get one that had gotten sprayed, and it was quite spicy, so you have to wash it.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Sure. Thanks.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Lots of emails stacking up. Kathy writes us, there's some wonderful painting in the retaining wall along Marsh Lane south of LBJ. It's a lovely scene. Who is painting this, and are they being paid by the city? Does anybody know? Let's see. You got an email from Gary in Denton about the tomatoes and squirrels and birds. Gary says, I use bird netting. Check out the Texas A&M Extension Service website for ideas, but I get my netting at Amigoni Netting, either by mail or UPS from Kansas City, and hang it over the plants. Google Amigoni Netting, he says, for the website. It's spelled Amigoni. Let's see. This is from Jessica, who says, for the fruit fly issue, my mom and I have discovered that if you spray every surface with vinegar, the fruit flies don't like it and will leave. This is from Scotty in Frisco, and this is a question that's not squirrel or fruit fly related, says Scotty. What became of Aunt Stella's snow cones in Oak Cliff? Is it still open, or is it another location or another iteration by Stella's descendants? I used to frequent Aunt Stella's in the 70s and enjoyed the vanilla snow cones. It tasted like homemade ice cream. Does anybody know what became of Aunt Stella's. I think I saw some kind of roundup of it. I think D Magazine did some kind of Stay Cool in the Summer roundup in the last issue, and I think they went to Aunt Stella's. So, but somebody will confirm that for us at 800-933-5372 or via email, anything at kera.org. Let's see, Harold emailed us from McKinney and says, on Highway 64 in New Mexico, drive the road that goes up the Capulin Volcano. So that's Harold's suggestion. And we got another suggestion here on the phone. Let's talk next to Craig calling from Denton. Hello, Craig.
Yeah, it's an honor. If you take the interstate to Tucumcari from Tucumcari, forego the interstate and take a highway called 104 that drives up a varied landscape from high desert all the way to Mesa country and then finally to mountain territory. And on the way, you'll see all kinds of old adobe ruins. And there's a place called Corazon Pass, which takes you to the high level where you can see the first of the Rockies, like 40 miles away. It's really beautiful. And there's a ghost town called Tramontina. See if you can find it. I tried once going up there, and I have no idea where the ghost town is. It's truly a ghost town, but it's just a beautiful drive.
All right. Well, Craig, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org or, of course, send me your questions and answers via Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's my handle. You can find us streaming live today via Periscope. I've got the link up on my Twitter feed. If you go to at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, you can see the link to Periscope, and we are live from the AT&T Performing Arts Center. And you can even see pictures of us as we're doing radio, because that's what people do these days. So join us. If you can't be here at AT&T Performing Arts Center, check us out online. More of your questions and your answers coming up in just about 2 minutes. From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. It is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. We're live today from the AT&T Performing Arts Center and Salmons Park. It's a beautiful day. Really, it's you know, this is the last show of the spring here for anything this year, because summer starts this weekend, and we would love to see you down here at Salmons Park at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. We're streaming the show live today, video via Periscope. And you can find the link to that on my Twitter feed, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. You can also send me questions and answers via Twitter, or you can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org as well. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Rebecca calling from Arlington. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi there. Yes, I sure can.
Okay, well, thank you for taking my call. I was calling with a response to the person who wrote in asking about the stoplights that you cannot see the color of.
Yeah, the shielded stoplights, yes.
Shielded stoplights, and they are shielded, in fact, to prevent red light runners and to make people pay more attention at intersections. When you can't see the color of a stoplight, your first assumption is to look harder. And then the second thing you do is think that maybe it's broken, at which point that intersection would revert to being a four-way stop. So your foot automatically kind of goes to the brakes and gets you ready to slow down. So it gets people to think more and to be aware more and less likely to run the lights. Now, if you pass the same shielded intersections on a daily basis, it doesn't take you too long to figure out that the red lights are the only ones that are not shielded, so you can see those from far away. So if you're approaching a shielded intersection, you learn pretty quickly that if you can see the color of the light, it's red, and if you can't, it's going to be green or yellow. So in a Pavlovian dog sort of way, your brain eventually starts to work around it a little bit, but I think it probably overall must make the red lights much safer because they seem to be implementing them everywhere.
Very good. Well, Rebecca, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Michael in Duncanville. Hello, Michael.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a small, teeny group of problems. My neighbor brought over her brand new dog to introduce me to him. And while he was here, which was about 10 or 15 minutes, he dropped off some little tiny livestock, fleas. I'm trying to get rid of them. I have gone to the local Home Depot and bought a large sack of diatomaceous earth.
Yeah, diatomaceous earth.
Yes, I'm glad you were able to pronounce it. I couldn't even come close.
Also a candidate for an alternate name to this show, Michael, is because we get so many suggestions for diatomaceous earth. But yeah, that's one method. I guess are they in your carpet or are they?
They're in the carpet, I guess they have found a place where I sit down on the couch and at the computer table. And I'm afraid they're going to carry me off very, very soon.
Well, if you're dusting those areas with the diatomaceous earth and letting it sit there for a while and then, I guess, vacuuming it up, that would seem like that would start to work, but we'll see if we get some other suggestions for you.
Well, I've gone through that ritual of that powder all over my furniture. I went through the ritual of also putting that in the carpet of my car because they have transferred to the car carpeting. I did a thorough cleaning of the carpets, not only where I venture, but also in the car. And like I said, I'm afraid they're going to gain ground, and I may not last the summer.
Well, we'll see if we get some other suggestions for you, Michael. Hang in there, okay?
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Oh, and another question. Do these little critters have diseases that I need to be aware of?
Well, we'll see what the audience says, okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
You bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Nicholas in Plano says, regarding that police car in London, American police cars are considered a novelty in Europe and the U.K., and they've been seen in Hollywood movies and television, which makes them cool, and people there buy or rent them for parties or just for fun. Nicholas says there's actually a company at usacopcars.com that people can rent police cars from. Got another email on this from Jay in Oak Lawn, who says, seeing police or state trooper cars in a foreign country likely has nothing to do with official government business. It has more to do with someone that either collects cars or has a fascination with police memorabilia, etc. Let's see. We also got a couple more questions from the inbox. This is from Jack, who's wondering if the audience knows any effective and efficient grass killer which will kill grass and weeds in flower beds quickly. I'd recommend that you go and get some 20% vinegar, Jack, and then dilute it down to about 10%. Household vinegar is about 5%, and 20% is probably too strong, and it would be too expensive for you to really use it. But put half of that, you know, fill up a spray bottle with half of that 20% vinegar, maybe a little more than half, and then put some water in the rest of it. Then you can spray it on the foliage that you want to get rid of. I've actually found it to be more effective than the Roundup or the herbicide type things. It's a pretty effective grass killer. You have to stay after it, but that's my suggestion. We'll see if we get some other suggestions for you. Wendy wrote in and said Rhodey's Nursery in Garland is a good place to look for ginkgo biloba plants, spelled R-O-H-D-E, Rhodey's Nursery. Thanks for that answer. Got a question from Nicholas, who says, I recently found a small burrow of 5 baby rabbits in my backyard. I usually let my dog out in the backyard, but have stopped doing that because I don't want him to disturb them. Does anyone know if the baby rabbits will eventually leave on their own, or what humane steps I could take to encourage them to leave? And let's see, one more before we go back to the phones here. This is from Rick, In answer to the road trip to Taos question, Rick says, I love the drive to Taos and have made the trip many times. I recommend taking I-40 west from Amarillo, then New Mexico 469 north through Logan before you get to Tucumcari, then New Mexico 39 to Roy, New Mexico 120 to Wagon Mound. This road goes up a fantastic escarpment that crosses the beautiful Canadian River Canyon. At Wagon Mound, take I-25 north past Springer, then west on Highway 58, and then US 64 through Cimarron Canyon, the Philmont Scout Camp, and Eagle Nest. US 64 takes you right into Taos, and Rick says, I wish I was going too. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go back to the phone and talk to Kevin in Plano. Hello, Kevin.
Hello. Hey, my question was just about the road signs that you see when you get about 30 minutes outside of the city. They have signs that say, slower traffic, keep to the right. I'm just wondering why we don't see more of those signs in the most populated areas where most of the cars are, like the DFW Metroplex.
Okay, it's a good question. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right, thanks, sir.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. We've also got a microphone down here at Salmons Park at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. You can step up, ask your question, or give us your answer live. Ma'am, tell us your name and what's your question?
My name is Louise, and I'm from Dallas. And I was wondering, where is the best gluten-free bakery in Dallas?
All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you.
If you know where to find, or if you have a vote for the best gluten-free bakery for Louise, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. On that same note, we got an email from Claudia and Alan, who wants listener recommendations for a good, authentic Mexican bakery or panaderia in the Dallas area. Claudia says, I know most Latino supermarkets have their own bakeries now, but I'm nostalgic for the bakeries I used to visit as a child growing up in Mexico. So give us your bakery suggestions via email, anything at kera.org, or call us 800-933-5372, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's what Julie did, wondering where to get an East African instrument restrung. Julie says, I have the horsehair needed, but just need someone good at knots. So does anybody know where to get an East African stringed instrument restrung? And Jan tweeted me as well on the fleas. Let's see. Jan says, for fleas, cut a flea collar put a flea collar into a vacuum bag and vacuum daily for 3 weeks. The flea life cycle is 21 days. So there is a suggestion there. Up next on the phone at 800-933-5372, let's talk to Rachel in Dallas. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was just piggybacking a little bit on that two-part solution for the fruit flies. Part of the reason why they're attracted to breeding in your sink drain is that there's food residue in there, you know, from just rinsing stuff down the sink. Mm-hmm. If you sprinkle some baking soda in there and then pour in a little white vinegar, let that foam up real good, and then chase that with about a kettle full of boiling water, and that'll really help to flush and clean out your drain really well, so there won't be that food matter attracting them to breed in the first place. And then also, I can definitely speak to the efficacy of the trap with the apple cider vinegar and a little bit of dish soap. You just put it in a jar or something that you can cover, like with plastic wrap. Poke a few small holes in it, you know, nothing bigger than maybe an eighth of an inch, because you don't want them to be able to crawl back out again. But that'll really help to keep them in that trap until they, you know, make their way down to the vinegar and then get stuck in it and drown. And it really does Great. Work in a matter of days.
Rachel, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Probably time for maybe one or two more calls. Time for a couple of email answers here, too, before we get to the end of the hour. This is from Lauren, who, for the gentleman, Lauren writes, looking for a day camp for a teen with autism. Lauren says there's a camp in Richardson called Heroes that is specifically for people with special needs ages 3 through adult. They have enrichment activities that are that vary based on the ages of the campers, but for teens, they focus on social skills, vocational skills, community and daily living, and recreation. All of the camp leaders, Lauren says, are certified special education teachers, and it's held out of the First United Methodist Church in Richardson. So you might look up Heroes Day Camp in Richardson, or look at the First United Methodist Church in Richardson site, or get in touch with them to see if or to get some more information about that. Let's see, a couple more answers for fruit flies. Crystal in Dallas says, we've been dealing with fruit flies for the last couple of months in our apartment, and I went online and found something that actually works. It's not 100% effective, but I do find a lot of them in the solution I've been using in a small cup with no lid, teaspoon of dish soap, tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, and water. Just leave it in the kitchen area. So there is that, a vote for that answer again. And let's see, Jane says, fermented food is what fruit flies love, and apple cider vinegar works great. And once again, it's apple cider vinegar, one part apple cider vinegar with one part water, a couple of drops of Dawn dish detergent. Mix it with the water with your finger. You don't need it to make bubbles. The detergent breaks the surface tension of the water so the flies can't just land on it. And leave it on the counter for a few hours, and you'll come back to a bowl with drowned fruit flies. So hopefully we've solved that issue. Let's see. It's time for at least one really quick call. Let's go to Justin in Fort Worth. Justin, we got about 30 seconds.
All right, well, I'll try to get two answers in quick. First, on the stoplight, mm-hmm. you have the blocking lights on the stoplight, especially on intersections where there are curves right before it, only on the green and yellow, because they don't want people coming up to the intersection to think that their light is green when really that's a light for a different lane. So the wait until you get right up to the intersection so you can be sure, okay, this is the light right in front of me and I can go. Regarding the signs that are saying slower traffic, keep right, the reason that's different is because the metropolitan areas have different laws. Out in the country, you have different impeding traffic laws where you're only allowed to get into the left lane to pass. In the Metroplex, you're allowed to be in the left lane and just stay there.
Very good. Hey, Justin, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Got a couple of tweets on the Panaderia. Franklin says, check out the Panaderia del Norte. Several in Dallas, but I frequent the one in East Dallas. And Jarek says, Unrefined has gluten-free and even vegan baked goods. And they have three locations in DFW. It's called Unrefined Bakery. Well, this has been Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, live from Salmons Park at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. Thanks to everybody who came out today. Really appreciate y'all being here today and for coming up and asking your questions. Our producer is Stephen Becker. Our engineer today, Alan Roberts. Our associate producer, Lindsay Connect, helped run things back at the station. And Fiona Norton answered your phone calls. Special thanks to the KERA Operations Engineering and IT teams, Eddie Hedge, Gerald Hinkey, Lyle Hathaway, Eric Bright, and BC. And Alan Nelson produced our live Periscope video stream today. Thanks for joining us on Periscope if you're watching the stream. And I want to mention the great folks here at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. Thanks to Graham Bice, Chris Heinbaugh, and their teams for their hospitality and excellent work helping us put this show together. I'll be away next week, but you can email your questions and answers, comments and suggestions to anything at KERA.org, and we'll get them stacked up for Stephen Becker, who will be guest hosting the show on June 26. In the meantime, reach out to me on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington, and thanks so much for listening and for writing and calling in today. And thanks again to our live audience here at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. Everyone, have a fantastic weekend.